That familiar theme song will remind it, it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door that our Lord allows us day after day to open God's precious word and study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, and we're continuing our study on Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Thus far in our study, we look at his supernatural birth as Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then we studied his sinless life, and we found it to be Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then we looked at his supernatural death, and there, once again, we found Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then on yesterday, we began looking at his supernatural resurrection. And here, once again, we find much Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I pointed out to you on yesterday, the importance of the resurrection of Christ is stressed in the Word of God. There are those who would say that they believe in the spirit resurrection. But again, I say to you, a spirit does not die, and you could not bury a spirit. So either Christ rose bodily, or there is no resurrection. And the Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 14, if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. We saw on yesterday the resurrection of Christ was an important part of the gospel. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 1, Paul said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which ye are saved. And then he gives the ingredients of the gospel as being threefold in verse number 3 and verse number 4. He said, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. There's the first element. Christ died for our sins. And then we saw the second element was, and that he was buried. And then the third element of the gospel is that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. So the full gospel is Christ died for our sins. Christ was buried, and Christ rose again the third day according to the scriptures. I said on yesterday, in his dying, he took care of the penalty of our sins. He paid the price by the death and the shedding of his blood. And then I said to you, in his burial, he took care of the putting away of our sins. And then in the resurrection, we have power over our sin. We not only can be saved from our sin, but we can live victorious lives with power over the sins that once bound us in its fetters. Thank God for the power of the gospel. Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse number 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Friend, if you believe that Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, then, my friend, you're believing the gospel. And then the Bible said in Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you are listening to my voice right now, and you're not saved, friend, if down in your heart you realize you are a sinner, and you believe that Christ died for you, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures, that if you will humble yourself and confess Jesus Christ as your Lord, call upon the name of the Lord, God will save you this very moment as you listen to the radio broadcast. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If the Holy Spirit is dealing with your heart, you're aware of the fact you're a sinner, and you believe in your heart that Christ died for your sins, he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, God would save you right this moment if you would call upon him today with repentance and faith. He would do a work of regeneration in your life. So we see here the importance of the resurrection. It is an essential ingredient in the gospel. I want you to notice now in Matthew chapter number 28, and we're going to notice first of all the proclamations of the resurrection of Christ. And I'm going to take the time to read both Matthew's account and Luke's account of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I feel it's important that we read both of these texts to understand the full value of the importance of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 1 down through verse number 7, the Bible said, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. Lo, I have told you. Notice again the proclamation from verse number 5, 6, and 7. The Bible said, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples. And then in Luke chapter number 24, the first 8 verses, the Bible said, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again, and they remembered his words. That's reading from Luke chapter 24, verse number 1 down through verse number 8. Here again, you have the proclamation of his resurrection. The Bible said, here these two men are there in shining garments. And they said to the women that came, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinners and be crucified, and the third day rise again. So here we see the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ presents to us Bible evidence that he is the Son of God. And again, I remind you, no founder of any other religion has ever risen bodily from the grave. And I want to say quickly, it bothers me to even think that I insinuate that Christianity is a religion. There's a world of difference in Christianity and religion. Christianity is God doing something for fallen sinners that they might be saved by his grace and his mercy. Religion is man trying to do something to gain favor with God that he might enter into God's presence one day in peace. But our Lord Jesus Christ died a supernatural death. He was buried, and then he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. So we see the proclamation of his death. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And then the proclamation given in Matthew chapter 28, verse number 5, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. Friend, there you have the proclamation about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, I say, no man ever was born like him. No man ever lived like him. No man ever died like him. And no man ever rose from the dead as Jesus Christ arose. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I do want to take this opportunity and wish all of you who listen to the radio a Merry Christmas and a Christ-centered New Year to the glory of our God. Let me also wish a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the staff and management of all of the radio stations that carry the broadcast. We're all laborers together with God, and I trust that God will use our labor to his glory. As you go through the holiday season, don't forget the reason for the season. Keep Christ in the center of all your Christmas activities. As you do your giving, I trust you'll remember the Harvest Time broadcast. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait. It's growing.